I don't know if you say this in English. This Sunday is called Gaudete Sunday. You say that also in English? Yeah. Gaudete simply means rejoice. So today, it looks like kind of, you know, almost like a command. You know, rejoice. So this Sunday is called Gaudete Sunday because, you know, when you see in the Missal, the entrance antiphon, it is said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice, the Lord is near. It doesn't say, rejoice because everything is easy. It says, rejoice because the Lord is near. Not because your problems are gone, but because God is coming and he keeps coming. So by the third Sunday of Advent, we are already most of the way through the season. So the church is like, you know, this mother. You know, sometimes I see some video, you know, some of the school game. You see this mother at the edge of the field, you shouting, "You go, go!" You know, there is one I saw. The boy was doing athleticism. He was running. This mother literally ran throughout the. You know, she was even running more than the athletes themselves. So the church is like that mother who said, "Keep going, don't lose heart. You are close now." So the church, you know, she gives us a sign of joy. This lighter spirit, you know, even the rose candle, you know, even the dress. Because hope is not just waiting, but it is waiting. Hope is waiting with confidence. Prophet Isaiah tells us, the desert and the parched land will exult. The steep will rejoice and bloom. God doesn't begin with perfect places. Yes. He begins with desert, dry places, tired places, lonely places. Isaiah speaks to our weaknesses. Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Be strong, fear not. That is mercy. God is not surprised by your weakness. He enters it. When God comes, life returns. Not only in the body, but in the soul as well. And the Psalms tells us that God is faithful forever, present to the poor, feeding the hungry, lifting up those who are bowed down by life. This is not a distant God. That is a God who acts. You are not far from God. You are exactly where his promise is speaking. The kingdom of God is recognized where mercy meets human fragility. And we see St. James tells us to work like a farmer. The farmer, he works, he waits, he trusts the rain. Christian patience is not laziness. It is faith that God is working even when we can't see the result yet. Faith is not instant certainty. It is patient trust while waiting for God to act fully. Some things take time. Healing, conversion, forgiveness, growth, peace. God is not, you know, sometimes, yeah, it helps us, but God is not like fast food, but he's faithful. He is forming something real. In the gospel, we hear John the Baptist who asks, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Jesus answers with signs. The blind see, the lame walk, the poor receive good news. So, where is your desert? Where are your weak hands? Where are you waiting for rain? Jesus does not answer with long argument. He helps us to turn to what we see, how his grace is already working, is already working in our lives. Advent answers say that, "Be strong, fear not. Here is our God. He comes to save you." So, my dear brothers and sisters, we rejoice not because everything is finished, but exactly because the Savior is close. Amen.